Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after. A little Sly and the Family Stones for you there. We're having a great time here at the 4th Annual Office Depot Success Strategies for Business Women in Boca Raton, Florida. We're at the Boca Raton Resort, which is a fabulous place, just a beautiful part of the world, and sure are enjoying ourselves. We're really enjoying ourselves down here as the guests of Office Depot, who, as you know, is one of our outstanding corporate sponsors. We really appreciate what they do. And a friend of mine, Rochelle Franklin, is with us. I'd like to introduce you to her. Rochelle is a VP of Integrated Brand Marketing at Office Depot, and she's here to talk to us a little bit about this soiree that they've been putting on now for the fourth year in a row. Rochelle, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Jim. I'm glad to be here.
It's good to have you here.
Thank you.
Rochelle, tell us a little bit about this this Success Strategies for Business Women conference.
Well, the conference was started 4 years ago, and it was the result of the trend that, of course, you know, as being a small business advocate, and we know as being the supporter of small businesses, that women businesses are growing at 2 times the rate of every other business. And one of the visionaries in our own company, Lynn Connolly, approached Bruce Nelson and said, hey, look, you know, we should do a conference for women, an opportunity for women to learn more about how to start a business, how to grow and maintain a business, and give them a forum to network with each other. And so then it was born. 4 years ago, and in 4 years we've taken the conference from an event where, you know, we were begging and pleading people to come to this year where we are just absolutely sold out and have a stellar lineup of speakers to share their insights and their experiences, like Hillary Rodham Clinton, who spoke last night. She was phenomenal.
Yeah.
And today we're going to hear from Dawn Hudson of Pepsi.
Mm-hmm.
And
Pepsi
North America, that's right. And Katie Couric of the NBC Today Show is going to be here. And sprinkled throughout the day, we'll have a series of panel discussions that will help to impart not just information, but tools and techniques for small businesses to manage the life stages of their business, or getting and sustaining capital, or marketing and selling their brand, since, you know, most of these businesses are, in fact, you know, the brands of individuals, too.
Right.
So it's a great conference. There's a lot of information. There's a lot of networking. And we're just excited to be able to put it on behalf of the businesswomen who are the backbone of the economy.
Well, they sure have become that, no question about it. And, Rochelle, one of the things that I'm excited about what you guys are doing, because there are over 1,000 women here who are participating, but there are millions out there who are trying to do all the things that you just said.
Mm-hmm.
And what I like about what you guys are doing is, in addition to this face-to-face program you've got here, you're also
we are appreciative of the women who can make the trip down to Boca Raton and be here with us. We wanted to be all inclusive and bring the conference to those who couldn't, who are back in the trenches, you know, working hard to grow their businesses, so they can see the conference live on a webcast on OfficeDepot.com for the remaining day and a half of the conference.
And that's typically the, I'm not sure where it is right now, but typically over on the left side, maybe down a little bit on the page, is where that is. It's the conference. You'll see a little logo, a little banner there.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, I really appreciate you making this available to so many people, and as you say, it's a wonderful program. I want you to tell us a little bit about some of the other things that are happening, because there's a silent auction here that's going to raise a lot of money for a program that we've talked about on the show before, Nell Merlino's program. Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, you know, we do a fantastic silent auction, and Mary Wong, who is responsible for all our community and philanthropic activities, has put together the most amazing silent auction that I've ever seen. We anticipate being able to raise between 50 to, who knows, upwards of $75,000 to be contributed to Count Me In, which is an organization that is focused on supporting women who want to go in business financially.
Right.
So we are excited. We do that every year, and every year it gets bigger and better, and we're able to make larger contributions to the cause.
Right, yeah, and that's a great thing. I've interviewed Nell and some of the people, one of her recipients, actually, about the program to find out a little bit more about it. And so that was a – in fact, Nell's going to be on the show tomorrow. We're going to talk a little bit more about that, too.
Well, Nell is an amazing woman.
Yeah.
And so I'm sure she'll be intriguing and delightful for your audience.
Tell us a little bit about what you do as VP of Integrated Brand Marketing.
My role at Office Depot is to create a differentiating place for the brand to live and to make those connections to our core customers in order to drive profitable growth of our business. So the kinds of things that I'm responsible for is all of our brand strategy and architecture and messaging, all of our advertising, all of our media planning and buying, all of our face-to-face marketing with our core customers, women, multicultural, and small business customers. And then we also are responsible for all of the internal events, as well as the wonderful
right.
external events that we do, like the Success Strategies Conference that we're here at today.
Well, it's the things that Office Depot does around the country on behalf of small business. I know that you know that that's you guys know as we heard your chairman, your president and chairman, Mr. I should say the chairman, Bruce Nelson, say last night. They know where their bread's buttered, don't they? They know
what
small business.
Absolutely, small business is our core customer. And women are our primary customer through all of our distribution
channels. And it's because women spend all the money, right?
Not only do we spend it all, we influence most of the decisions. So
what's
you know,
up with that, Rochelle? It's not fair.
It's a beautiful thing,
yeah.
Jim.
Well, I guess it depends on which side of the table you're on, doesn't
That's
it,
That's right. I just like, can we spend somebody else's money? That's ideal.
Well, I agree with you. And of course, I'm laughing, but it's... What we just said is exactly the way it is in my business.
That's right.
You know, well, you know the women spend all of our money for sure. But Rochelle, thank you very much for being here. Thanks for the invitation to come here and to broadcast from this great event and for all the great things that you're doing for small business owners and especially for women. We thank you for that.
Well, Jim, thanks for having me and all of the listeners who can't be here. Please remember, go to OfficeDepot.com and please take the time to look at what's happening here and to hopefully take away some tools to help you start, grow, and maintain your business.
Well said, Rochelle. Thanks a lot for being here. Rochelle Franklin, ladies and gentlemen, VP of Integrated Brand Marketing at Office Depot. We're going to take a quick break. It's 20 after. I'll be right back with Zach Kellenbach. He's with Arnold Palmer's Hospital for Children and Women. Stay with us.
And whatever comes our way. Yeah, I got to go.
We're back. It's 23 after. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and our website is www.jbsba.com, and there are a lot of things you can do there. You can listen to the show three different ways, live, replay, and archive. You can read articles. You can subscribe to my free newsletter. It's pretty much small business nirvana, so check that out when you get a chance. I'm excited about having Zach Kellenbach with us. Zach is Director of Development at Arnold Palmer's Hospital for Children and Women. Zach, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
It's good to have you here. Well, you know, I have met Arnold a couple of times.
Right.
And even one time long enough to tell him a joke. And he laughed, by the way.
Right.
What a wonderful human being. What a great American. What a class act.
He's done it all.
And I can't imagine, you know, how your job must be the easiest thing in the world to raise money for a hospital for children and women with the first name on the thing being Arnold Palmer. I mean, it can't get any easier than that. Do they actually pay you for that, Zach?
They actually
do you make them give you money for that?
I actually do. That's right. I force them to give me a little bit of money, but I have a blast doing it, and you're right. Folks have gone selling things with much less than what we have, and that's certainly, we've got a great name to.
Yeah, yours truly, for one. I mean, can you imagine me trying to sell Jim Blassingame? Hey, Zach, tell us a little bit about the hospital.
Well, a hospital opened in 1989. So about 14 years of service to the community, you know, Central Florida and beyond. And we opened up on Mr. Palmer's birthday of all days, September 10th, 1989. So we have an array of services that we offer. We actually average about 10,000 births a year. We pushed that this year. We were certainly over that, and that's the largest in the state. We've got
it's just a general hospital. It's no particular focus other than women and children.
Other than women and children, we are one of six hospitals in the nation that focus on women and children particularly. Our focus would be on labor and delivery and taking care of tiny, tiny babies, 12 ounces,
right.
that kind of thing.
The preemies.
The preemies, yeah. They're not only tiny babies, they've oftentimes got tiny hearts with tiny problems. And we have a congenital heart institute that is bar none one of the best in the world.
That's
we teamed
great.
Up with Miami Children's to create the Congenital Heart Institute. So it's a wonderful program that's doing wonderful things for kids all over.
My first grandson was, I've forgotten the condition he had, but he had a breathing problem. His lungs hadn't developed. He was a little premature.
Right.
And they medevaced him to a hospital where they had the prenatal intensive care.
Oh, yeah.
That's a wonderful thing. When you're a parent or a grandparent and your little baby needs something like that, it's like a miracle from God, isn't it?
Yeah, it sure is. With equipment like the ECMO machines that they have now that are fairly new, extracorporeal membrane oxygenation system, you can get those babies up and running in a matter of months.
How long did it take you to learn how to say that, what you just said?
Isn't that, well, I use ECMO a lot. You know? It sounds like a Sesame Street character.
There you
something
go.
Like that, so.
Now tell me, your job is to raise money, and you're here, and one of the things that that you guys do that is you work with Office Depot, don't you?
Absolutely.
They're a great partner of yours, aren't
Absolutely.
They?
Absolutely. Bruce Nelson, the chairman of Office Depot, was visiting with Mr. Palmer not too long ago, a couple years back, and Mr. Palmer looked at Bruce and he said, "You got to go see my hospital." And like every good CEO that listens to Mr. Palmer, he said, "Fine." So I remember that was a Saturday, and the president of the foundation and myself toured Bruce and his wife through mm-hmm. the facility, and he just really, really loved it, and especially when he got the neonatal intensive care unit and saw those surviving babies doing
that'll tug at your heartstrings, won't it?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Well, the survival rate there is 96% if you can believe that.
Wow.
So if you're going to have problems,
wow,
you want to have problems with us, and we'll take care of you.
That's outstanding. Now, it's located in?
In Orlando, Florida.
In Orlando,
yeah.
Okay.
We've seen kids, though, from over 30 different foreign countries in all 50 states. We have a lot of kids that come of course, the attractions with their families.
Mm-hmm.
Make-A-Wish has teamed up with Orlando.
Right.
Certainly, we get a lot of those kids on their wish. And
right.
if they have problems, they certainly come to us. So organizations such as Office Depot have done wonderful, wonderful things for our organization. We are indebted to them. I mean, just inviting us to be with their vendors and their friends this weekend kind of shows.
Well, and being on this show, I mean, it doesn't get any cooler than this,
right? It doesn't get any cooler, Jim.
Hey, Zach, what do we need to know about your hospital?
Well, you need
in terms of there's somebody out there whose heartstrings we tugged at a little bit today. How would they respond?
Well, you can respond by getting in touch with us. Just calling Arnold Palmer Hospital Foundation at 407-841-5162 and talk to me directly. I think you'd want to get involved though, because this hospital, although it hasn't been around a heck of a long time, it's certainly got some history to it. And we've seen over 1.5 million kids and their families.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to do much more in the future. We've got big plans, and I want people to be a part of those big plans. We're actually building a 400,000-square-foot facility, which is 11 stories
high. Yeah, you've got a new property coming up, haven't you?
We do. We were built for 6,500 births back in 1989. Within 6 months, we hit that target.
Wow.
So bad planning.
And last year it was over 10,000, you said?
Over 10,000 births, yeah.
Well, now, what about what if somebody can't afford to pay for the services?
Well, we take care of that. We really do. We don't turn patients away.
If some family out in middle America or Guatemala
or
whatever, if they need the help and they can't afford it, you don't say, "Oh, how do you pay?" You just say, "Come on in."
We say, "Come on in," as long as we have the space to do it.
Right.
And right now, we're really, really tight, but
we
make an effort to do that. We are part of a larger hospital system.
I was going to say,
in Central Florida,
if you didn't have room, you probably would help them find someplace.
Yeah,
right?
Absolutely, we would.
Right.
And we also, for their families, when they don't have room or the means to stay somewhere,
right.
we offer the Ronald McDonald House, which is right next to our campus.
Right.
And we also have the Hubbard House, which is a hospitality facility.
I've got about 30 seconds, Zach.
Yes.
Before we go, you got to have a website, right?
Oh, yeah, sure. www.arnoldpalmerhospital.org.
Okay, can they go there to find out how to contribute if they'd like to send some money your way?
Oh, yes.
arnoldpalmerhospital.org.
That's correct.
Zach, great job. Thank you for being here today. Thank you for the good work that you're doing. Thanks for all the things. And, you know, as I said, you know, what a great job. If you ever decide to quit, let me know. I might want your job.
Pleasure to be here, Jim. Thank you.
Thanks, Zach. Appreciate it. Zach Kallenbach, ladies and gentlemen, with Arnold Palmer's Hospital for Children and Women. 29 after, I'll be right back with our new friend, Terry Cavanaugh. This show is brought to you by IBM and Office Depot.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.